Before we break out into the classes, I just want to bring a brief thing from God's Word for us. This comes from a familiar passage, Matthew 6, starting at verse 25. And it says, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Now, we've got many worries, all kinds of worries. We've got many concerns. And sometimes, instead of using the word worry, we use the word stress. Stress about bills, stress about plans. And here in Matthew, it talks about two basic core needs. If you're going to be fearful, if you're going to be stressed about anything, it would be about things that are very much fundamental. He talks about food. He talks about clothing. About food, this is what Jesus says. He says, "Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?" And what he's saying is this. He's saying, believer, your Father, your heavenly Father, feeds the birds. You could accurately, theologically say that God is into birds, and he values you even more. And so when you're afraid, whether you're afraid about food, or you're afraid about finances, or you're afraid about just everything that you've got going on this week, when you are fearful, the word from Jesus is just pause and go outside and listen. Use your ears and listen and use your eyes and look for birds. And when you see them, this is what you want to say to yourself. God fed them. God fed them today, and he will feed you as well. Now, Jesus says this about clothes. He says in verse 28, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" And so it's the same thing here. What are you afraid about? What are you so jittery, amped up? What are you stressed about today, tonight, this week? Jesus is saying the same thing. He's saying just pause. And he's inviting you to go outside and to look, and to look at the plants, look at the flowers. Believer, he's saying, your Father clothes the plants. Your Father clothes the flowers. And for flowers, as beautiful as they are the ultimate in what's called flash fashion. They will be gone in a week. But you've got an eternal soul. He will cover you. He will clothe you who have an eternal soul, who is made in the image of God. And so, birds, don't worry about tomorrow's food. Flowers, don't worry about tomorrow's fashion and bills. And children, don't worry that their father is going to forget them. Now, how can you be sure about that? The Bible says that God is the Father. God is the God who will always see you. God is the God who always sees me. And you can be sure about that because on the cross, Jesus lost sight of the Father. When he said, "Why have you forsaken me?" Jesus lost sight of the Father so that you will always be the apple of the Father's eye. Bring him your every worry and do not fear. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we can come to you and there is nothing, there is no time, there's no situation where you can't see us and where you don't care about us. And so we pray that we would not fear, but that we would have faith, and that we would find ourselves hidden in you. We pray, Lord, that you would be with us tonight as we do the good labor of prayer, as we learn in our classes, and we pray that Christ would be exalted. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.